This is Paul.
Hi, Paul. Good morning. This is Emma from Local Stash. I'm calling in to discuss the progress of your account. Is this a good time?
Sure.
All right, perfect. So on the 17th, we have increased your budget, and on the 19th or 18th, it became officially effective, so the budget went up. But just to really set proper expectations and where we are at, let me see. So I did check the performance of the campaign before I called you, and I could see that, after the budget increase on March 17, the campaign entered a learning phase. This is when Google adjusts to the new budget and retest or reassess different factors like audience targeting, search queries, or ad delivery to find the most effective way to spend the additional budget. So on this period, it is really expected, and it's completely normal to see fluctuations in the performance. So I see that in some days there were higher views, higher clicks, but there are also some days where it may dip. Now, what we're seeing right now is, again, it's really normal, and it aligns with that behavior, the learning phase, where there are slight increases followed by some drops instead of a steady upward trend. Normally, this learning phase normally takes 2 to 3 weeks, depending on the traffic, depending on the competition. And that means the system is still gathering data and optimizing, so the results won't fully reflect the impact of the added budget increase. So when we say data gathering, it's like Google needing data so it could learn who your ideal customers are. It uses real interactions. It will need who are clicking, or it will need data like who clicks on the ads, what time the ad is being clicked on, and so on. So once we have that information, that's when we are able to optimize the campaign based on the Google's recommendation. Because again, by then, after 2 or 3 weeks, we'll have the data that it needs. So for now, we will continue to monitor or closely monitor the campaign and make adjustments as needed. Once the campaign stabilizes after the learning period, then we'll have a more consistent data to evaluate the performance and make targeted optimizations to improve both the lead volume and the quality. So I understand you might say that you really haven't gotten like a valid lead yet, or not many valid leads yet after the increase in your budget. But again, this is normal. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks for Google to gather new data. After that, Google will know what time the campaign is most effective, where are the people who's clicking in the ads, and so on. So it's 2 weeks, or it's 10 days, I would say, from the 17th. So we should start, again, seeing better results by next week.
Okay. because I got somebody that was looking for work, and I got a call from QuickBooks. That was it.
That means the campaign is reaching more audience, but again, it's not the right kind of audience yet. 10 days, that's almost already 2 weeks. So we're almost beyond, we're almost done with the learning phase. So I would say next week we should really start getting better results.
And how much did you put towards it last time on the 17th? Did you do 800?
Yes, additional 800.
Okay, and you didn't do the other two for the Facebook, right?
For Facebook ads, sir, have you talked about your wife regarding granting access?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to her and see, because we really don't want to manage it, you know. Let me talk to her and see what I can come up with, and then we can deal with that maybe next month
Yes, it is more, yes, considering that you don't have the time to manage the page, it's more advantageous if we can use your existing page because it already has followers. At least Google, at least Facebook knows where the people who's interested in the business, those followers are. So Facebook would know where to share your campaign. So that's a really good thing that you have followers to that page already. So we're hoping you could be added to that page.
Yeah. Most of the followers on there either know my wife or it's from her business. You know what I mean? That's why I'm saying I don't know if it's better to start with a separate campaign or something because the people that's on there don't really want plumbing. They want, you know, they click on it because it's on Karen's, you know, stuff and, and they like it. You know what I mean? So let me ask her how that works because there's like 600 and something followers, but she has her own business too. Okay. And, yeah.
Well, that would be, considering that she knows the person that follows the page, then that means those people are normally from your area. So it would be easier for Facebook to show the campaign to people in your area, which is the target of Facebook ads, making sure it reaches the right audience. So with that, that would mean shorter learning phase for Facebook to know where the ads should be running. So it would really be best and advantageous for us to run the ads on that page. So try to talk it out with your wife and see if she'd be able to grant us access. It's just a link that she has to click, by the way, if she agrees to grant us access to it.
Let me work on that this weekend and see what I can come up with on that with her, okay? And then we'll see if we can get it all set up, okay?
Yes, sir. Now, just to really make sure that we are on the same page in regards to the billing of the campaign, because your next is going to be by tomorrow, are you still doing the same budget for next month or what?
Well, so I gave you 800 on the 17th, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How much of that is left?
I can go ahead and take a look or check with the team. I don't have access to it myself, but let me see, okay? Just one second.
I'm just curious.
Yes, sir. All right, hold on. We have a dedicated Google Ads team, so I'm checking with her so she can check how much budget we have left.
Okay.
Thank you.
It just doesn't seem like it's working right now. It's really kind of like, wow, you know?
Well, yes, sir. I know I would feel the same way if I were you. Like, not getting at least one lead, it's really normal. And I tell you, most people experience the same, like, 2 or 3 weeks after increasing the budget. But after that, that's when it stabilizes and starts getting steady calls and clicks from the campaign.
Okay.
All right, she has responded. She's checking now, so I'm just really waiting for her to get to that page where she can see the budget.
Yeah, I'm just curious what we spent in the last 10 days, you know, where...
Yes, sir.
Where that tells us where to go, you know.
Of course. Okay. Just hold on.
And I sent them some new pictures, too.
Mm-hmm. More pictures. Yes.
And that email you sent me yesterday to have this phone call this morning, the 303 number does not work anymore. That's non-existing.
Oh. Let me check.
I think I told somebody with you guys like 2 years ago that we had that disconnected.
303-278-4946, that one?
Right. It doesn't exist anymore.
Okay. So I'll have them updated. We're just going to use a 0145 phone number then. We'll update that.
Yes. Yes. I liked using that number because it was a landline for Denver, but that was my wife's old grandmother's number, and so it was established for like 30 years, 40 years, so it was good to have that, but they disconnected it.
I see. And it's been like 2 years, you said?
Oh, easily.
Oh.
I think she passed maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And I think they turned it off 3 years ago.
I see.
But it's what it is.
Yes, sir. Don't worry, though. We'll take care of updating that phone number. So, let me see. Still no response, but let's give it another minute.
And how many zip codes do you have me in? I thought we was in like 10 different zip codes.
We have, let me go down to that. I don't see the zip codes, but the target area, the service areas that we have, we have Golden, Jefferson County. Let me go, hold on.
The last time I updated all the zip codes, they said I could go up to 10 different areas, 10 different zip codes.
And that is actually correct.
Yeah, we did Boulder.
We have 25-mile radius around Golden, Colorado. That's the target for the campaign itself. Also, Evergreen, Colorado.
Okay.
And
Boulder.
Neighbor. Let me see. Do you have specific zip codes you want us to include?
No, because, you know, even some towns have more than just one zip code.
All right.
So the areas was Genesee Park, Evergreen, Jefferson County. But, see, that's all in Jefferson County anyhow. It's really strange. Then you have Boulder. You have Denver. So if you went 25 miles either direction of where I'm at,
That should cover be, it for now.
That should. Yeah, because 25 miles, that would cover Denver, Lakewood, Jefferson County, Evergreen, Genesee Park, Idaho Springs, Boulder, even North Glen, Lakewood, if we did it in a 25-mile radius, you know. I think Boulder is maybe the furthest, and I think it's 17 miles or something like that.
Okay, so that 25 radius service area, the target that covers it, right?
I think so.
Okay.
I used to get a lot of calls off of this website, and it's just the last year has been horrible. And I don't know why.
Well, and, like, you didn't request for any changes? And then I'll talk to my wife about the Facebook and how we can try to do something like Facebook ads or something. I don't know. I'm not really, I just don't understand how all that stuff works. Yes, sir. So here's what I've found out. Currently, your daily budget is set to $55. With the existing or current or running cost per click right now, it ranges between $691. That's the least, and then the highest cost per click, it's at $8.25. So we could say like median, it's around $8. So with $55 daily budget divided by 8, so that would allow at least 6 to 7 clicks per day. And it looks like, according to our Google Ads expert, it's still being limited by budget. So that could also be the reason why the data gathering, Google's data gathering is kind of slow, because again, it only allows 6 or 7 clicks per day. However, though, she confirmed that since the budget that we have is, it's set per day, so the, the budget that's remaining, it's only around $20.
So you're saying we spent $800 in 10 days?
That is because the budget is set per day. She set it to $55 per day. So each day that budget is being used. So we're getting like at least 6 or 7 clicks per day. And that is actually, if you want, I can actually like send you a screen, or maybe I can share my screen, but it really shows that March 17, we have 7 clicks. March 18, 8 clicks. We have 7 clicks on the 19, 5 on